Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of my You Sweet Thing Jelly recipes is my chicken with mixed greens and feta. And once again, I just want to give a special thanks to You Sweet Thing Jelly. That's www.ystjelly.com. Give my good friend Margaret a call and just let her know the Untamed Chef sent you. And I promise she'll take good care of you. So my recipe is going to be a chicken with mixed greens and feta cheese. Now, what I love about the jelly on this chicken, it's going to give it a nice sweet flavor because we're actually going to be using You Sweet Thing Jelly's orange marmalade. And I promise you, if you like marmalade and you like orange chicken, this is my California version of it. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are 12 ounces of chicken breast. And we're going to grill the chicken breast. Now, if you want the chicken breast to be more consistent texture-wise, and you're not really that familiar with grilling chicken breast, I would highly recommend put it in a Ziploc bag, give it a pound, and just, you know, what we're going to do by doing that, not only we're going to tenderize it, but also by doing that, we're going to make this easier for us to cook. That way, it's a little bit easier for most people to cook. Whereas if you're trying to cook a thick chicken breast, you're really trying to get, first of all, there's no such thing as medium rare with chicken. We need to cook chicken fully, 165 degrees. I highly recommend pulling off the grill at 160 degrees and letting your 5 degree carryover cook, because that's very important so we don't have a dry piece of meat. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put my grilled chicken breast on, and using a instant read thermometer, you can do this. If you're familiar with grilling chicken, then you know once the juices start to run clear and you give it a little squeeze and it feels pretty tight, then you should be good to go. If you're kind of scared, though, I don't have anything bad to say about it. If you want to run a knife right through the back just to make sure everything's okay. What we're going to do first, before I even start the grilling process, is I'm going to rub it down with You Sweet Thing Jelly's orange marmalade. And it's just going to have such a really good, fresh, citrusy California char grilled taste, and when the marmalade starts to cook onto the grill with the chicken, it really is a match made in heaven. We're going to put that with some mixed greens. You can do spinach, you can do arugula, whatever you have. We just want to do some nice mixed greens. Now, this is not a salad. This is just a fresh way of, it's almost like eating a very fresh chicken sandwich with no bread. Next, we're going to add on top some of my Bravo feta cheese. For my good friend Bill out of Fowler, California, purple onions to taste, carrots to taste. And I like to just use, if you want to, you can use a bolio bread and just make a big crostini. You could just grill that as well on your grill. A little bit of Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper to taste. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.